You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
So I'm here at SRAcon and it's the second day. And the first keynote of the day was A Women's Place is in the Studio, and I'm joined by the panel host, Jaguar. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good, thank you.
Awesome. How are you? I'm good, thank you, yeah. It was a really good panel. It was so nice to hear women talk and discuss and have that voice that they haven't really had so far.
Definitely, I agree.
So, first of all, what advice would you have for women wanting to break into the industry?
I would say kind of what I guess the general consensus of the panel, if you weren't there, was just like, just believe in yourself, whatever your gender, to be honest, but especially if you're a girl, believe in yourself, be confident, be fearless. Like, why shouldn't you be able to do this, you know, just because you have a vagina? No, like, you're amazing. And I think if you can kind of get past those misconceptions about you because of your gender, if you can kind of, you know, realize that you're just as worthy of doing something as a man, then you'll go far just because you have that inner fire. So yeah, just keep going.
Well, you mentioned that the sort of preconceptions as a woman. How do, for example, female presenters get away from that sort of giggling co-host stereotype that is still quite often that they're just there just to giggle at what the guy says until they do the next song?
I think, of course, you know, every station is different and stuff, but there are some that are guilty of, I'm not going to name names, but there's quite a big radio show, mainstream radio show, and the title is just, it just has the man's name in it, it doesn't have the female's name in, which I have a huge issue with. It's just a crime. And, you know, something like that is kind of beyond their control. But I think just when you do have that opportunity on the mic, just own it. And you know, just because you're not perhaps in control of the buttons or whatever, like, what you're saying is important, and kind of just, again, having that voice, making sure you are heard is super important.
And in the panel earlier, you mentioned organisations like Sound Women. Mm-hmm. How can they benefit women that want to get into the industry?
Yeah, it's kind of like having a big sisterhood where everyone bonds over the fact that we're marginalised in some way, if you look at it that way. But it's just great to kind of bond with people who can relate so much to each other, you know. And Sound Women's a great example of that, and there's a great Facebook group where people post jobs, people post whatever, for women, by women, and that's like, it's so special. And again, I have to bring it up, Normal Not Novelty, again, is kind of like the new wave of like young women and music and radio coming together, and that's put on by Red Bull, and I think that's fantastic.
And what should women do if there aren't any of these in their area? Because there seems to be a lot of quite London or Southern-based organisations.
Yeah, definitely there are a lot in London, but there are loads elsewhere, like Slut Drop's a great one in Leeds. But if there isn't anywhere you are, just make one, you know? Like, me and Christy, who was on the panel, she's one of my best mates, we used to do so much together at uni, and we even started a little collective just with our like friends at uni, because it's so easy to do. All you need is like, just find someone who's into radio, and like, just, it's fun, you'll enjoy it. Just see what happens. But I think it's so easy to kind of build a community. So don't be afraid to just give it a go.
And finally, any last words of advice for someone thinking about trying out radio?
Definitely follow your dreams. Don't be afraid to ask questions and just harass people so that... But like, you know, just keep on it. Like, if someone doesn't reply to your email, chase it up. Don't be afraid to email people, like I do all the time. It's not annoying. It's going to get you where you want to go. So just go for it.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
My name's Sachandrika, and I'm here talking about my podcast Black Mirror Cracked, which is about the TV show Black Mirror.
Awesome. And so why should women in particular get involved in something such as podcasting?
Yeah, I think women are still underrepresented in radio, and we did talk about how women are still called like female DJs, which seems really odd in a world where journalists are just journalists, editors are just editors, even actor and actress, we kind of say actor now. So female DJ was really interesting. I'd not heard that because I'm not from the world of radio. And I think it's important we get to a place where the fact that DJ is female isn't a shock. And just in terms of diversity of voices, you get more stories, you get different perspectives. if you have people with lots of different experiences, and you know, of the two genders, we should be seeing more equal numbers, certainly.
Definitely. And what advice would you have for any women wanting to get into podcasting?
Be bold. Don't sit there thinking, am I allowed to have this idea and do something with it? Go to the people who can help make it happen. If you need to get commissioned, if you've got an editor or something like that, go to them and say, I've got an idea. Don't be afraid to even do that. If you're a free agent, you can do it for yourself. If you're a student who's just graduated and wants to build out their portfolio, just start. I mean, we were saying earlier, you can put a windshield on your iPhone. You can get a Yeti mic, they're about £100. Might be a bit out of the reach for a graduate. Do something, find a room that's padded, like a cell, and just give it a go. With a bit of my journalism background, I'd say that it's worth having a slight content strategy. That worked really well for Black Mirror Cracked. So we looked at how Netflix was distributing the show Black Mirror, and we mirrored that. I said the word mirror so many times there. And that worked because that particular audience likes watching an episode of Black Mirror and then thinking about it and wanting to talk about it and wanting to hear a discussion about it and listening to it straight afterwards. So we were sort of jumping on an audience, but I would say think about, is there an audience? Does someone love this kind of information, need this kind of information? And do I have a passion that meets that audience? If you can find both, because you'll be talking about the subject again and again, then you probably have a good idea for a podcast.
I'm joined by Christy, who was a panellist on this morning's keynote, Women's Places in the Studio. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How did the talk go this morning?
It was really great. Yeah, it was really great to meet the other panelists, and it was really great to I liked the answering the questions. It was like interesting hearing like people's concerns or like how they'd found experiences of being a woman trying to get into radio, and I hope that we gave some good advice and they could take away something useful from it that can inform their careers and help them. Yeah.
Speaking of advice, what advice would you give to women wanting to get into the radio industry?
I would say just go for every opportunity, try to go for as many opportunities as you can. Don't think that you're not capable, if you've done student radio, chances are you've had a good amount of radio experience already. So there's lots of doors open for internships or just like experience shadowing. Just send all those emails out, apply to everything, and don't think that you don't have enough experience or you're not good enough, and just believe in yourself, I guess. That's what I say.
And why should women get into radio, do you think? Or because you yourself, you're a DJ.
Yeah.
Why should there be more women in the industry?
I think because in general, in music, in radio, it's like DJs, the percentage of women is a lot lower than the amount of men. So I think like if women have that passion for it and want to pursue it as a career, they should just go for it, because we need more people to want to do it and actually go for it in order to make like a change that is really gonna affect the industry like long term. And I think that stems from like women feeling like they can take the opportunities and they can like really believe in themselves, get advice from other women or other people, and just I guess just go for it.
Thank you very much.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.